Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dearly Father, just thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for the cleansing blood of Yeshua. We thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We thank you for the sacrifice on the cross at Calvary. We thank you for redemption. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration, oh God. We thank you for your abundant mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for breaking the shackles off of our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us out of sin, for bringing us out of darkness. And today, Lord, we have life. Today, Lord, we have victory. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you are worthy of our honor. Lord, we magnify your name today because you are great and you are worthy of all honor. Hallelujah. And we praise and we magnify your name today. Lord God Almighty, you are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, and the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Almighty God. And Lord, we praise and we magnify your name today. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the healing anointing, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Father, I pray that you release an anointing of faith. Let the gift of faith be activated in the lives of your people that they may begin to expect the unexpected. We thank you, Lord God, for releasing the gift of miracles, Lord God, that people would begin to experience miracles this week in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. You are God all by yourself. God, you have no equal. And Lord, I praise you and I magnify your name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Lord, I bless your name today. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing. God, I thank you for the healing anointing even now in the name of Yeshua, God. I thank you. Lord, I thank you for healing diabetes type 1, type 2. God, I thank you for healing pancreatic cancer. I thank you for healing pancreatic cancer now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you for opening up deaf ears. Deaf ears be open now in the name of Yeshua. Be open in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the financial miracles manifesting. Those that need a financial breakthrough, God, I thank you for it manifesting this week. This week, Lord God, let it manifest this week. Let money come from the north, south, east, and the west, that every need will be met according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for releasing your angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area, over this region, Lord God, even over this country, that the strong men of deception and mind control and witchcraft and lawlessness and rebellion will be bound in the name of Yeshua, and that the glory of the Lord will be revealed, that your power will be released as never before. I pray, Father, that your glory will be revealed such in a way that people begin to sense your presence as never before. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for moving in the lives of your people. I thank you for bringing down the high places, oh God. Thank you for bringing down the high places in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Lord, let your blessing be upon this broadcast today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome straight from his word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God. God is good and his mercy endureth forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, get on your knees, pray, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. The return of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent. As you can look and see what is going on in our world today, in our country today, there is so much deception and witchcraft and things that are going on. People's eyes have been blinded to the truth. People have rejected the truth. They've allowed and embraced the lies of the enemy. And instead of walking in liberty and freedom, they're walking in bondage and captivity. The Lord has commissioned the body of Christ, the believers in the body of Christ, to rise up and not be timid, but to be bold for him, to begin to proclaim the Lordship of Yeshua and tell people that there is only one way. There's only one way, and it's through the cross at Calvary. It's to bow the knee to the Yeshua and accept him as Lord and Savior. So many people are walking around in deception. There's so many people that have made a decision to walk and side with the devil instead of walking with Christ. It's extremely important, saints, that our hearts are right with God and that we have a revelation of who God is and that we are seeking him to know who he is. As we get ready to close out this year, we need to make sure that we are in that place, that we're in position, that we have built and developed that relationship with Father God, that we know him and that we know his voice and that we're not hearkening to the voice of the enemy. Something that the Lord began to deal with me on this week and just been showing me, that so many people are timid and they're afraid to proclaim the Lordship of Yeshua. They've allowed the spirit of the world to deceive them, and they're walking in that place of deception to where the enemy uses deception to bring people into captivity and into bondage. The Bible declares that he deceives the whole world. The Bible declares he's a liar. He was a liar from the beginning. It was a lie that was uttered in the garden that caused Adam and Eve to yield and to disobey God. Even though they had a free will, they chose to embrace a lie. And so many lives are destroyed based upon lies and deception. But when the word of God comes, it comes to speak life. It comes to speak truth. And we have to make a conscious decision that we are going to embrace the truth of God's word and not embrace the lies of the enemy, because the enemy will come to you and he will lie to you and he will establish a lie. And once that lie is established, it becomes reality. When you look at what has happened in our country today, and if you listen to the mainstream media, they propagate lies and deception. The politicians, they lie and they deceive the people, and people begin to believe these things because they hear it over and over and over again to eventually think it's reality when in actually it's false. So we got to get to the place in the body of Christ that we recognize what the word of God says and we fall out of agreement with the lies that the enemy has perpetrated. That's why the Bible tells us that we have to have our minds renewed so that we would know what is that good and perfect will of God. And if we do not spend time in prayer and do not spend time reading the word of God, we are not going to be able to discern when the enemy is lying to us. And if you embrace the lie can shape your whole world. There are so many people that I've ministered to that have embraced the lies of the enemy, and the enemy has bound them up. And then when they go through deliverance, it's like, oh, my God, it's a whole new world. Their personality, everything was shaped, and all of their decisions was based upon a lie, because the enemy had lied to them when they were a child. Even when they become adults, the enemy be lying to people, and people embrace the lie as truth. We got to be able to recognize truth from lies, because we serve a God of truth and he's given us his Bible. We have the word of God to study and see what the word of God declares. Now, we've been in this series, The Battlegrounds, and I've been trying to get this for weeks, which is the fourth part. The battleground is the heart of man. Scripture tells us really plainly that the heart is dark and it is desperately wicked. And since sin entered mankind in the Garden of Eden, even after conversion, there is much work for the Holy Spirit to accomplish in the heart. The word declares out of the heart are the issues of life. And we must learn to yield to the Holy Spirit and confess and repent of the sin that is in our hearts. In Jeremiah 17, go with me there, saints. You're listening to straight from his word. Whew, man. Jeremiah chapter 17. This is what the word of the Lord says in verse number 9. Are you there? Say amen. Amen. Well, I believe that you're saying amen with me. The scripture tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. The Lord says, I know the heart of man. And God said, I search the heart. And we have to begin to recognize what is in our heart. What might be in our heart that is giving the enemy a stronghold, a place or legal right to come in to attack us and to deceive us. But we need to recognize and understand that if our hearts are not right with God, the scripture tells us, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. You see, it's extremely important that we are allow the Lord to search our hearts. We say, God says, I will search the heart. And if we allow the Spirit of God to search our hearts, then we are on the way to being delivered. We are on the way to walking in freedom and liberty. It says Satan will continue. If you resist the purging and renewing work of the Holy Spirit of truth, the enemy will retain footholds in your heart. Satan will continue to have influence in your life that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. The works of the flesh proceed from an unclean heart. Your heart must be completely surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. You see, we got to get to the place that we recognize that we serve a God of the heart. And we must learn to yield. And we must allow the Holy Spirit of God to purge our hearts of anything that is offensive to the Lord God Almighty. Part of the problem is we don't do that. Saints, we have allowed the enemy to deceive us. But when you see the scriptures, what the scripture says in Jeremiah 29, and this scripture is quoted quite a great deal in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end." He said, "Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all of your heart." And the Lord says, "And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place where I have called you to be carried away captive." The Lord says, when, first of all, God has a plan and desire for you to walk in peace, to walk in liberty, to walk in abundance. He said, "I know what my thoughts are towards you." God said, "There's thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give an expected end." He says, when you begin to pray, because see what happened with the nation of Israel. First of all, they were rebellious. They were stubborn. They were stiff-necked. They were constantly backsliding. When you read and study the prophet Jeremiah, it is about the backsliding condition of the nation of Israel. When you read and study in the prophet Ezekiel, it's about the stubborn and the rebellious nature of Israel. And they were constantly falling into idol worship and worshiping the graven stocks and images. And they was constantly disobeying God and walking in rebellion. And as a result, they were being carried away captive. In other words, the enemy had legal right to come and to attack them and to carry them into captivity. You see, we give enemy legal right through our rebellion and our disobedience, our unforgiveness, our bitterness, and the lies that the enemy has sown in our lives. And we begin to walk in this stuff. And a lot of times it brings a chastisement of God, but it also allows the enemy legal right to come and to attack you. But when Jesus died for us on the cross at Calvary, that power was broken over us. And we as believers, as we get in the Word of God and begin to study the Word of God, we begin to know who we are in Christ Jesus. You see, you got to know the condition of your heart. And he says, "And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search me." You see, a lot of these people say, "Oh, I'm seeking the Lord. I'm seeking the Lord. Oh, I'm waiting, waiting." No. God, the Bible says, "You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." God, I'm going to lay everything before you. Lord, here is my heart. Lord, search my heart. God, see what is in me. See if there's any wicked way in me, God. God, I need you to search me. God, I need to know. God, show me the areas that need to be let go. Show me everything that needs to be laid down on the altar. Lord, reveal to me the unforgiveness. Reveal to me the bitterness. Reveal to me the anger. Reveal to me the hatred. God, close every door. Close every loophole so that the enemy will not have legal right and access to have access into my life. Because, God, I want to be free. God, I want to walk in liberty. God, I want to walk in freedom. God, I want to be free of the lies of the enemy. And the Lord says, "And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity," whatever has bound you up all of these years. God says, "I will turn
away your captivity. You will be granted a release. You will receive a pardon when you get to the place to where you are so yielded and surrendered to the Spirit of the living God, and you allow him to work in your life. You will begin to walk in liberty and freedom. So many believers are bound up because the enemy has lied to them, and they have been bound up in lies. And as a result of the lies, they have unforgiveness and bitterness. They really don't know who they are in Christ Jesus. They're not walking in their place and purpose that God has designed for them, according to Psalm 139:16. Therefore, when you come and you hear the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord comes to bring light to you and to expose the darkness that the enemy has held you in captivity to. It's extremely important that when the word of the Lord comes to you, that you said, okay, Lord, I see now. God, I hear now. Some of you have been in conditions and places for years and years, and you're saying, God, what happened? God, you know, where are you, God? What's going on, God? And the Lord says, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. When you say, Lord, here is my heart. Lord, I surrender my heart to you. You see, many times we give our hearts away to the wrong people and to the wrong things. Many times we allow the spirit of idolatry, the idols, to be set up in our hearts. And when we do that, it grieves the Spirit of God. And we got to get to the place to where we recognize that when we are grieving the Spirit of the Lord through our rebellion and our disobedience and all of these things. And one of the things that God hates is idol worship. If anything that gets God angry is when we allow of anyone or anything to become more important than him. When we begin to focus on things more than we focus on spending time with God in prayer and in a secret place, we are walking in idolatry. The Bible declares you got to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. There is no room to share. God doesn't mind you loving your spouse or your children or even what you do for a living. But when it becomes an idol, when that desire becomes stronger than your desire to love and to serve God, you then become an idol worshiper. Part of the problem here with the United States of America, with this country, is given over to idolatry. And I'm going to say this, and it'll probably make some people upset, but a lot of people, they worship their political parties. They identify with, oh, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, more than they say, I'm a believer in Christ Jesus. I do not place my affiliation. I tell people, I'm a believer in Christ. You hear so many believers walking around and say, hey, I'm a Democrat, and they're proud of it. I'm a Democrat. I support the party that supports abortion and that's anti-Israel. Okay, stop, D. Oh, stop. Wait. You know, let's have a grown folk conversation right here real quick. Don't tell nobody, okay? Any party that promotes abortion, which is a murder, or child sacrifice abortion is offering up to Moloch. That's what got Israel in trouble with God. As believers, we have to consider and check ourselves and say, wait a minute, what are we co-signing on? Oh, gosh. You realize that when you vote for various politicians that support and that have these positions that are anti-God, anti-Christ, you are co-signing to that. Part of the problem that we're having with our country today is we have a faction of professed believers or Christians who embrace this ideology, and they think it's okay when it's not, because we're supposed to stand with God and stand on God's side. And when we don't stand with God, we're in trouble, and there are consequences that will come. Now, you have a right to do what you want to do because you say you're grown, but I tell you this. When God says, either you for me or you're against me, it's one way or the other. There is no middle ground in this thing. And something that we need to do in the body of Christ, we need to get to the place to where we're going to sell out to God. We're going to sell out to God. We're not going to sell out to a political party. We're not going to sell out to a religious organization. We're going to sell out to God's word. We're going to yield and surrender to the Holy Spirit of God. We have to let God be God in everything in our life. There are many people that talk a good game, but they have unforgiveness and they have bitterness and they have anger and they have hatred. They have all of these things in their heart, and all of those things grieve the Spirit of God, because that's not who God has called us to be. You see, we got to get to the place to where we allow the Spirit of God to purge us. One thing that I've seen and discovered about the political system in this past election here, that God has used the current POTUS to expose the conditions of the heart of men. And out of the heart of men, I have never in my life seen so much anger and hatred for an individual. And I'm talking about the believers now, who have so much anger and hatred towards a man. I'm not defending him, I'm just stating a point here. God will raise up and use people to expose and show us what is in our hearts. I've never seen so much hatred and violence and so much animosity when you look at how and what this man has had to endure as the POTUS of the United States of America. And all of the vile things and all of the lies and all of the things that have been spoken and said, that it has caused people to fall out of fellowship with God. And there's something wrong with that. Yeah. There's something wrong with that. Because how can you, you know, I had a conversation, you know, with a couple of professed Christians. And, you know, they talk about why they didn't like the current POTUS. And they say, well, I just don't like him because of the way he talks and all this other stuff and this, that, and other. And we don't believe God is with him. And I had to stop and I said, so you mean to tell me that a man that is pro-Israel, God said, if you bless Israel, I will bless you. A man that is pro-life, who's doing everything in his power to get rid of abortion, murder, child sacrifice, that God's favor is not with him, that God is not going to stand with that and say, hey, this is the dude, this is the one right here. But you want to have someone that supports late-term abortion, which is blank, I mean, straight-out murder, that have policies that are anti-Israel, which brings the judgment of God against us. He said, because those that bless you, I will bless, and those that curse you, I will curse. But hearing the anger and the hatred and seeing what people are doing and saying, and you say, well, Pastor D, what does this have to do? Because this is the season that as we get ready to go into the new year, we need to have our hearts purged. We can't be walking around in this anger and bitterness and unforgiveness. We were bound in trespasses and sins, and God forgave us. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. And what we have to do in the body of Christ, because God is moving, God's going to do something great in 2021 that's going to astound the world. We're going to see and experience a move of God that we have never seen before. And those that want to be a part of it have to get in the place in Christ that they are yielded and surrendered to the Lordship of Yeshua, and allow the Holy Spirit of God to break out and to expose all of the lies and all of the deceptions and all of the things that the enemy has placed in them, that they might walk in liberty, that they might walk in freedom, that they might recognize that they've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and that the power of sin has been broken over their life because of the blood of Yeshua and what he did on the cross at Calvary. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Yeshua is Lord, return imminent. Pray for your family members, your loved ones, and even your political leaders, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel of Yeshua. Remember, Yeshua is Lord. His return is imminent. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.